Oi, lads, did you miss out on the Jaren's Outpost Kickstarter and wish you weren't such a big doofus? Well, fear not. Late pledges are now open and they'll be open for a little while. So just head to Kickstarter, search for D&Ds for Nerds or Jaren's Outpost and slam that late pledge button.
Sans Pants Radio. In Thomas the Tank Engine, they always called the bad trucks, like carriages, the troublesome trucks, but that just seems like you're pigeonholing a people. Also, they killed Percy.
Hey everyone, just letting you know that next weekend we'll be back in Sydney performing at the Sydney Comedy Fest. We've been able to convince Zoe and Gabe that Sydney is a nice place not full of demon bin chickens that will steal your soul just as quick as it'd steal a chip out of your hands. We're on stage for two nights only. Each night is a different show, so come on down and see our only shows in Sydney for 2017. Tickets are available for purchase from our website. Just head to sanspantsradio.com/live and we'll see your handsome faces there. And also, we've launched a brand new podcast, Movie Maintenance Presents, our first foray into radio dramas. So go have a listen to that as well as the interview with the cast, available now on iTunes and wherever all good podcasts are found. It's basically just iTunes, really.
Welcome to episode 12 of Buried Beneath, a D&D is for Nerds adventure. I'm Michael Shanks, and I'll be playing the part of Squim Norton.
I'm Joel Zammit, playing the part of Shane Knoll.
I am Jackson Bailey, and I'm playing the part of Anton de Saussure.
I'm Adam, your game master.
Previously.
The creature charges!
Damn. Bullshit!
And then it sort of just stops.
Go crush its eggs.
It moves back to its eggs and just huddles over them.
So it's not going to attack us for three turns.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, if you attack it, then the spell is broken. You spent too much time dawdling.
Fair. We did dawdle.
That's hard. On us. That is on us.
I got too close.
Not going to lie, I did not think Lilip was going to be the first to die. I honestly thought, you, Jack?
Yeah, hey, me too.
She goes limp in its claws.
No, Adam, not that face.
Why am I bad at raise?
Why am I bad at spells?
I want to challenge it, but it can't speak.
Damn.
No, it's a scorpion person. They don't have.
It killed my woman.
It killed his woman.
It killed my woman. You don't know she's dead yet. You start trying to staunch the bleeding, and you realize you don't need to staunch the bleeding because she's not bleeding anymore.
I change class and go into a barbarian rage.
Wonder burning hand!
It collapses onto its hard-boiled children. You open the door. Inside is a small antechamber. There's tables on either side. Oh, no. There's the remnants of wooden tables on either side. And some other cobbled together bits of junk. You're not sure what any of this is unless you want to go through it. Plus a door.
So it's really small.
Yeah, it's a very small room. It's some sort of... There was some purpose to this room, but you are hard-pressed to find out what it was.
Is there anything in those remnants?
You want to sift through
Just
them?
Let's have a quick, scoop them up. Like, what's in this?
Highs or lows?
Highs?
Fuck
is this?
Okay, damn it. So instead of it pricking you, you find a needle in the rubble. A small metal needle. You know those old-fashioned ones?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, like a syringe.
A syringe, yeah.
Do you want to detect magic on this?
Yeah, good idea. And then I say, I'm going to detect magic, because that wasn't anything.
That's just
how I sneeze.
All right, you detect magic. The syringe itself does not detect as magic, but there's a small little bit of goop inside it, and that detects as creation magic.
Okay, I use my quite a lot of knowledge of magic to be like, creation magic. And give exposition about it, presuming that I know something about it.
Creation magic falls under two major uses. So creation magic could
bringing
be something
back
like...
fallen women?
create water, create food, that sort of stuff. Or it could be... So creating from nothing. Or creation magic also covers the area of healing. So healing magic falls under creation magic. Could be a healing...
Yeah, but you don't want to accidentally inject create water into your body.
No.
Create bleach into your blood.
Jesus.
So it's either something very good or it's something very bad.
Shall we pocket it and
yeah, chuck it in your pocket and then like if we're hard,
be very careful how you chuck it in your pocket.
Get a cork.
Yeah.
Considering my rough knowledge of magic, would I know if this could ever possibly bring somebody back to life, or is that just wishful thinking?
Hang on.
Oh fuck.
See this going so wrong.
I say you take the syringe. You stick out your tongue. You're like, you taste a little bit of the goop inside.
Already a good idea.
Just like, you know, a little bit of a, like we were saying before, someone rubbing cocaine in their teeth. You bring the syringe away and you're like, tastes like healing potion.
Oh, it's good to know.
But off, it's thousands of years old.
That's sad. Well,
let's just keep it.
Healing potion technology has not advanced in thousands of years.
We'll give it to
If it works, it works.
Anton, I reckon. Anton, this is maybe an off-healing potion.
Syringe of off-healing.
So good luck with that. So
I guess you feel it has some sort of healing or restorative property.
Okay.
To it.
And I got good vibes.
Like, could it heal, like, his constitution?
You don't know.
Inject yourself.
Do you want it?
if... You wish.
Your choice, mate. Will one room kill two characters?
No, I don't. That'd be foolish. That'd be foolish. You nearly got pricked and Adam would have been happy.
Well, that's true.
I ain't no fool.
Fuck, I'm so disappointed. No one... Jackson fucking nailed the hammer on the head with that one.
Okay, nailed we'll use it against a bad
nailed
guy.
Nailed the hammer on the head? The nail. Got the nail on the head.
I just love that you were like,
I'm like, why are they considering using it? I was really happy if Zamet accidentally pricked himself.
It'll be my last minute. I'll treat it like a dagger.
Yeah.
Somebody comes up, I'm like, yeah.
Got him good.
So you want to open this door?
Mm-hmm.
So do you remember the level above? There was that beautiful mosaic that had been perfectly preserved. You find another room with another mosaic. It looks like the next part of the story. So the first part of the story was a war with the dwarves. This looks like several pictures. It's groups of elves coming together for some sort of council meeting. Below the mosaic, there's an elaborate script of some sort.
Anything else in there?
The mosaic room or the little antechamber room?
The mosaic.
The mosaic room? There's no features other than the mosaic.
Anything else in the antechamber room?
Unless you want to keep searching through the rubble, but you're pretty sure you found everything.
Cool. Gingerly walk into the room.
So, you know that trap that was upstairs where it like shoots downwards? That?
I was going to say, is that there again?
You look at, you step in, you look up, you're like, oh, perforations in the... Oh. You trip the trap.
Shield it, you're fine.
You bring up your shield, though. Actually, I'd say when you're walking in, you're like, shield up, just in case.
Clunk. Yeah, there it is.
Got it.
Shh.
Anything
the
else?
The trap resets. Unless you want to search the room very closely.
I do.
All right. It's very important that you guys tell me how thorough you guys are being.
Pretty damn thorough.
All right. You go everywhere, you press everything. You don't find any secrets to this room.
All right, guys, is it like above gloom if you want to look at that inscription?
Everyone moves into this room.
I walk in and say, but Jehovah spelt with an I. And I jump and I actually walk around to the
other. You know, I forget where I heard this, but Jehovah is spelt with an I because there was no J in that alphabet.
Is it Jehovah? It's Jehovah then that is the word. Or
yeah,
is it,
he says.
Yeah.
But there's no I in that alphabet. So they use a J in that alphabet, so they spell it with an I instead. And someone pointed out, there's no J in that alphabet. Why is there a J tile?
Oh, yeah.
That's true. In the future, they will have this
finally,
as a symbol.
Finally, a problem with Indiana Jones.
One and only.
You got there.
Anyway, fuckface, Gloom, starts interpreting the script. He says, it's just the story of this mosaic. The great minds, the great elven minds of the time have come together for some sort of meeting to discuss their war with the elves. They're trying to find a solution.
So, wait, do the dwarves are fighting the elves?
The dwarves and the elves we know this from dwarven text, but once, long, long, long ago, there was a war between the elves and the dwarves. A brutal war. Both sides took many losses and did whatever was required to win, really. It looks like this is the meeting of the elves deciding what they needed to do to win.
All right.
But there is no key.
No key.
All right, let's go back to the
Whoop. Corridor.
The one door that you have not yet tried.
I thought there was two doors, wasn't there?
There's a door back the way
that's
you came.
That's where we came.
Yeah, yeah. There's a Shankswood. Yeah, there was
a Shankswood door of the square room
if
at
you move
the
that square
Shankswood
room.
End of the back to there. There was one.
Yeah, that's the room you came down in.
Yeah, but there was a room in
oh,
during this
right.
room.
Oh, right. Yeah. Sorry.
I forgive you.
Sorry, I thought it was the term was Dungeon Master.
Not Dungeon Fool.
Scrim, you feel very lightheaded. You bring your hand up to your face and it comes away just with blood. You all see he's bleeding from the nose.
Oh no.
Anyway.
Oh no.
Do you want to try go back to the original room and go Shankswood?
We'll go Zammetwood. We'll explore right. the Zammetwood. Then we'll go to Shankswood.
So each wall has a door in this new room.
Ready up.
So Adam Way and
Jackson Wood, Adam Wood, and Adam Way, a Jackson Shins, and it's a dragon.
Fuck.
It's not a dragon.
Fuck off.
It's a ghoul dog.
Looks like a dragon. I didn't expect there to be dungeons and dragons.
I thought this was just a game this of is... D. A D. D. 3.5.
Advanced dungeons.
This creature is bigger than a horse and has a tawny lion body, great falcon wings, and the head of a falcon. It's, you guys don't know types of sphinxes, but you know it is a sphinx.
Oh, shit.
There's no picture for this creature, so unfortunately nothing to see. You can also see that on where the joints are, so its shoulders, its leg joints and such, it looks like a machine that someone has made a very lifelike body around. Oh. You can see gears, gaps and gears in between. When you open the door, the Sphinx creature, it was curled up on the floor, raises its head to look at you, and a couple emotions go quickly across its face. First, surprise, then suspicion, then delight. Mm. It looks at you and says, please, please, come in.
G'day, mate.
Have we all had in?
No. what? Hey, what's going on?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
A bit sad. We lost a friend. A bit sad.
That's very unfortunate. This place can be quite treacherous.
Yes.
Indeed. Well, please come in.
Wasn't the place. It was actually a scorpion. What are you doing here?
What's
up with you, man?
I am the guardian of this level.
Uh-huh, Gloom?
Gloom shakes. The first time we ever encountered written records of these people is when I saw that stone upstairs. We know so little about them. Ask it questions.
What are you going to ask it? You ask it. Gloom, ask it questions.
Gloom stumbles forward. Gloom says, how did you come to be in this place? The Sphinx creature reclines backwards and says, oh, so long ago, I do not remember how I was brought here. I think I was promised wealth, but I forget the creatures that brought me here, but some creatures brought me here promising wealth, and then, well, they instead turned me into this creature instead.
I point to our good friend Squim, like kind of like these guys, but a bit more full.
The creature sort of leans a little to look around so it can see you up the back, Squim, and it says, I do remember pointy ears.
If we come in, there's no, like, gonna... Us. Yeah.
Let's
There's
ask
no
him.
No traps to this room. Merely, well, no traps to this room, but there are riddles to the rooms beyond. When it gets
Classic
up now
Sphinx.
Properly, so it's
Classic
on its legs.
Goddamn riddle Sphinx.
And when it does that, from around its neck, a key you can see is on a necklace.
The key? Is that the key? We're looking for that key.
Yes, I believe you need this to progress. The Sphinx says, grasping.
Wee.
I cannot give it to you until you solve my three riddles.
Okay, is that this classic?
What's in this for you, Sphinx? What's the satisfaction of having
Sphinxes
a riddle
just
solved?
Get that lot of pleasure.
Well,
out of
when I was
riddle, I
when I was alive, I did enjoy these merely as a game. But when I came here, the creatures, your ancestors, I suppose it says, bound my soul to this place, and now I am forced to do this.
So you no longer are amongst the living. Would you be more item than beast?
The Sphinx... Try to describe my expression.
Is that bemused?
Constipated.
The Sphinx looks constipated. I have not shit in millennia.
I do not remember how.
No, the Sphinx says, Yes, I guess you could call me more item than creature now.
Like a Sphinx golem.
Yes. I wink at Shane.
What?
Well, anyhow. And I say, fiddle-tee-dee, ask me your riddles three. Oh, great,
you must
Sphinx.
Enter the room first, the Sphinx Ooh. Says.
I have a quick question. If we do get rid of the riddles and give us the key, what happens to you?
I remain here. It is my lot in life.
But and death.
I wouldn't even call this death. I'd call this hell.
Enough, yeah. Anyway,
this is like a moment with a facade of grandioseness. This just sucks. Anyway.
Is there any way to get
How
you
long
out?
Have I been here, it says.
I want to say
thousands of years.
Was it 5 or 50?
Gloom pipes up. 50,000 years, roughly.
Oh, yeah, wow. Man.
Yeah.
Are we the first?
Yes.
Dang.
What?
That's weird. Crazy. Yeah.
I have not seen creatures in 50,000 years.
Any way to get you out? Like...
Are you powerful sorcerers?
Not at all.
I look at powerful
Not sorcerer. At all.
I feel bad. I say to the Sphinx,
Gloom faints.
Then he goes.
He's possibly just before he faints, he's like, living relics. Right. And then he faints.
Classic Gloom.
All right,
Gloom. Yeah, I think we all kind of like look at each other. Like,
You must move into the room.
Yeah.
Then I will explain to you the rules of my riddles.
All right.
And then we can progress from there.
Shad, we come in peace. We are but friendly folk who have seen enough death and pain and suffering within this dungeon. And I trust you will abide by those precedents. And I walk in.
Yeah, we all walk in. And I'm like, hey.
Someone drags Gloom in.
If we like leave Gloom with you and he wakes up, do you want to have a chat with him? That's all right. Keep him
do amused. Him good.
Like.
Sure.
He has a lot of respect for, you know.
You can lie Gloom down you guys, so we know he's unconscious.
What is your name, Sphinx?
The Sphinx pauses for a second. I don't remember.
Really? What can we call you? Cheese one.
Yeah. If we even call yourself something.
I don't know.
What does she look like?
Or he. He looks like a mechanical...
Mm-hmm.
Bigger than a horse.
He's sort of like a Pegasus.
Tawny lion body. Lion body. Great falcon wings and the head of a falcon as well.
Oh. Falco.
Falco is my name then, it gestures. Well, I look forward to forgetting that in 50,000 years' time.
Yeah, well, then you can choose a new one. All right, well, we're in the room.
All right, so the rules are thus. Three riddles you must solve. If you cannot solve the riddle, you must face the relevant room. Where you will fight the riddle, as it were. I give you the riddle. Anyone who wants to participate in the riddle may, but anyone communicating is participating in the riddle. If you don't want to be in the riddle, keep your mouth shut. You don't have to face the room.
All right.
Okay. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah.
Let's not.
Do we get a moment to discuss?
If you are all solving the riddle, yes, you get a moment to discuss. But if anyone opens their mouth, I am assuming you are part of the riddle and you must face the room as well.
Right, let's just keep making sure Gloomy stays.
Yeah, well, he's out. He's out. He's done.
Yeah.
Okay. You can face the room together if you think you're stronger that way or separately. The rooms vary depending.
All right.
You ready to play?
Sure.
Sure.
Hit me with your riddle sticks.
Remember, if you speak, you're involved.
Of course.
My first riddle is... I am always around you, but often forgotten. I am pure and clean most of the time, but occasionally rotten. What am I?
Okay, so I would say that this, and this is not an answer, just a discussion. I will be in the room, whatever. Air? It's around you, but you don't think about it. Sometimes it goes oof.
Yeah, I was thinking so. Always around, forgotten. Oof what was the last forgotten. And then like rotten. Was there something else in there? Yeah.
I will repeat the riddle one more time.
I'm so sorry.
Getting everything
no, no,
a
no.
Sentence.
You get two goes at the riddle. It's fine.
Oh, okay.
I am always around you, but often forgotten. I am pure and clean most of the time, but occasionally rotten. What am I?
I wouldn't. Does air go rotten?
Can you if?
Like, can I was thinking like food or water.
But yes, like, but that's not always around you and forgotten.
Yes, but is there something more kind of metaphysical than that?
Is it life?
I think it's air, but... That is my guess.
Like air or... Oh, see, life, because life's around us. It's often we don't really think about it. Yes, but life can go rotten. Then air.
Choose air if you want. I don't know if you get the rotten life. I think you get the rotten air. It's taking like, you know, oh, it's like, oh, this dog has died and the air around it is rotten.
Can we use like our intel checks to kind of have a bit of insight?
I'd say it's more of a wisdom check.
A wisdom check, then.
So, Shane, what were you thinking?
I was like, life.
Life?
Life or air.
Life or air are both seem reasonable answers.
Just air.
Air seems a reasonable answer. And Shane, did you, I mean, sorry, Squim, did you...
He hasn't even opened his mouth.
Yeah, he said something.
I did say something.
He said something.
No, I don't have a better pitch. I think I'm now leaning towards air, considering that.
Air, life, both of them sound reasonable to you.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Reasonable. Doesn't mean we're right.
Yeah. I mean, like, makes sense, yeah?
Are we going
air,
with air?
Yeah,
we choose air. The Sphinx sits down like a dog would and says, correct.
Oh, nice.
There you go. Always trust me. I know what the riddles are.
Never
mind, Monsieur Sphinx.
The second riddle, and everything is reset, so keep your mouth shut and you're not involved in this one. Your second riddle, I turn everything around, but I cannot move. When you see me, you see you. What am I?
It's a mirror.
Yeah, I was going to say a mirror.
Right?
No, it must be a mirror.
Wait, can we hear it again?
You can hear it one more time.
Un more time.
I turn everything around, but I cannot move.
Yeah.
When you see me, you see you.
Mirror or reflection.
It's a mirror.
Correct.
That's where we go.
My final...
These riddles are easy.
My final riddle is...
Boosting them out.
A single syllable do I claim. Black is my most famous name. Fatal to mortals here below. Thousands I have slain in a single blow. What am I?
Yes, but as death. I am probably death. I would say death.
Right, a single syllable.
Death.
Death.
Is this un syllable?
Death. Death. All right, what's the next part?
Would you like to hear it again?
Yes.
Yes.
A single syllable do I claim.
Right.
Black is my most famous name.
Okay.
Fatal to mortals here below. Thousands I have slain in a single blow.
Could what it am I? Also hang hold on.
Beep. The Sphinx smiles.
Hang on. Sphinx.
It might be Sphinx.
It might be Sphinx.
No, but you're saying black Sphinx, isn't it a thing?
Yeah.
I was going to say...
Black death is a thing?
Plague?
Squim, you know there's a creature called a black Sphinx.
I do know there's a creature called black Sphinx. All right. I also... Well, I'm going to double down when I give the answer for this one, after we've conferred, because I do have deceive item, and this is a...
it's not the same thing, but thanks for trying.
This is a living
You can convince it
object.
That you are not an elf, if you want, or you can convince it that you are a lawful creature.
What if I convince it I'm a Sphinx, and it must answer my riddle? My riddles won't make sense. It'll be like giving a Star Trekian android a paradox. It'll just like, what?
Tell you what, Squim. I will allow you such a role, but whether or not you are successful is another matter.
Okay, I skip this, right? Because I think we're onto something with Sphinx.
Okay. Again, so single syllable, Sphinx.
Yeah,
black, we know a black Sphinx, yeah. Something about underneath. I forget that bit because I wasn't...
Here below.
He's literally here.
Yeah.
Below. Where the Sphinx is.
Yeah. And I guess if we have to fight, if we get it wrong, we have to fight the answer. So if we got it wrong, we have to fight him.
Single blow.
In another. I mean, like, let's go for it. But
can we just do another sneaky wisdom check of Sphinx?
Weird to be like, oh, you got it wrong, you have to fight me, but in this room, I'll meet you there.
If we get this one right, can we change our name to Riddle Masters
Sphinx?
Or something like
Sphinx
that?
Sphinx doesn't sound right. Oh. You don't think.
Oh, okay.
I think it is plague.
Anton, what were you saying?
Plague.
Plague?
Hmm.
Plague could be it. That sounds... You know there was a black plague as well.
I think it's plague. That's my
guess. I'll say death. Wisdom check on death.
Death sounds right as well. Black death is also a thing.
Yeah. Black plague, is that a thing outside of the realm of actual Earth?
Was there a black plague?
Sorry, black death. Sorry, which is a plague, I meant to say.
Okay. But, it's
but
still...
you also know that Grim Reapers are a thing. They are black, and they are often referred to as death.
Hmm.
While they wear black robes and stuff.
No, I think you might be right.
Yeah.
I think death is the answer.
I initially thought death, but then like the Sphinx smiled. So.
I think.
Yeah. Never trust the Sphinx's smile.
I'm going to say death.
Death.
Old jungle say. It's a phantom reference.
The Sphinx.
Fuck yes. Phantom references.
No, tell me. I want to hear it.
No, nothing.
Tell me.
You have to listen to the podcast.
You're saying so death? The Sphinx
death?
Says?
Yes. Death.
We?
Yeah. Death.
I'm sorry. The door on the my side, Adam Wood, opens to a small room. A very small room. 10 feet by 10 feet. Enter, Sphinx says.
Will you let us know the answer, oh great Sphinx?
When you enter the room, the answer will be revealed.
If it's Sphinx, I'm going to slap one of you.
The Sphinx like closes the door. Fuck you, that's what it is.
you were the one whose wisdom check was like, eh, that doesn't sound right.
Got you good.
All right, well, Edian, I suppose.
Yep. Do all of the three of us have to go in at once?
You can go in individually or all at once. It's up to you.
I'm just worried about fell swoop. One fell swoop dead.
Fuck, true. Adams.
TPK.
No.
Okay, so everyone enters the room at the same time?
No, I don't. I'm slightly outside.
To be honest, I would also stay outside. Just, I've been warned.
Yeah.
You take that damage.
One after the other, yeah?
Yeah.
So we let Shane go in first to see if something happens.
Ask the Sphinx. So yeah, it's one after the other.
You may go one after the other or all at the same time, knowing that some of the rooms are worse if you go all at the same time, and some of them are better if you go all at the same time.
All right. If I yell out, can they hear me?
No. You will be uncontactable until the room is dealt with.
Do you want me to come in? I can come in. I'll come in.
All right, I'll come in this way.
No, you can stay.
Yeah, you can.
All right.
Oh, you do have a new armor class. But...
That's true. Up to you. All right, look.
I have an armor class of 15. Does that mean 14,
like, if we go in and do deal with it, does that mean then he goes in alone?
A big part?
If we go, as in if Shane and Skim go in, does that mean that Anton has to go in alone and deal with it?
Yep.
Yeah, come in.
I'll come along.
It's a very small room, though.
We're in trouble.
It's like a slab.
Fuck, squished.
I mean, look, guys, we did well in the first two riddles. Let's just be happy with that.
The door closes. You stand there for a moment. Fucking then the door opens again.
Piece of shit gloom. Yep.
The Sphinx takes the key off its neck and dangles it out in front of it. You're free to go.
It was plague, huh? Yes, it was plague.
Nobody's moved yet. I'm like...
this place.
Oh, we're all sick. Oh, shit. Oh, I'm so dumb.
Oh, the penny drop.
Step out of the room and grab the key.
Goodbye.
I was so close to saying plague. But I thought, oh no, it must be death.
It's so much worse than you guys think, and it's funny.
What's, the...
Can we do medicine checks on ourselves?
You can check yourselves, yeah.
Let's see.
Before you wreck yourselves.
Howie, how long have we got?
Shane, if you have a plague, either it's just started and it's too early for you to be able to tell that you have a plague, or you're plague free.
Lucky boy. What's my con? Oh no, my con is my worst. Oh no, isn't strength's my worst stat. I have a strength of 9. What's your con?
Anton,
14.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Anton, while you're checking yourself, you're like, oh man, I'm really nervous. And your hands are like shaking a lot as you try to check yourself. Then you're like, wait a minute, why are my hands shaking like this?
Mon Dieu.
You diagnose yourself as having a illness called the shakes.
Oh, Dios mío. Okay, so I have the shakes, everyone.
Slowly but surely, it's going to get worse and worse until either you fight it off, or you can barely stand upright. You're shaking so much.
So this is like D&D Parkinson.
Yeah. A little bit, yeah.
No, dang. No, not Parkinson. Parkinson. You're just like interviewing yourself.
D&D Parkinson.
No one is able... Squim, as a half-elf, your biology is a little bit different to everyone else's. And no one is able to tell whether or not you are diseased.
Oh, no, that's nasty.
So, got the shakes. Me and Squim.
Mystery.
Yeah.
Don't know.
Are you coughing? Still cough for me?
No, I'm fine.
Cough, I'll cup your balls, see what happens.
That's my cough. It looks bad.
I've seen some doctors do this.
You're not in a good way.
Well, you have the key to the door over that way.
All right.
The Sphinx just says, enjoy the next seal.
What's the room behind in Shankswood that way?
You want to go to that room?
We didn't check. In the room? Yeah. What, you know what, that
That's
way?
That's thorough.
Yeah, you know what's there?
You open the door there. Sand has piled so high that the corridor is inaccessible. You could excavate if you wanted to, but it might take a while.
Never mind. It's fine.
All right.
Pick up Gloom, slap him in the face.
Wake up, Gloom. I've caught the shakes. Gloom, do you know a cure?
No one's able to rouse Gloom.
I'll sling him over your
shoulder. I pour water on him. Does that help?
Gives you another go. He's out good.
We'll drag him. It's fine.
Yeah, we'll drag him to the room.
We'll put him in a backpack or something.
Similar to the previous rooms with seals, this room is large and empty except for the stone seal in the center.
Well, so we've opened the key thing.
Yeah, there's no other way to go, so I assume we're going that way.
Probably a trap there, so we're just going to shield up.
Mm-hmm.
Shield up.
She's first in.
Shield up.
Shane is.
Boom.
Shane is.
Boom.
Moving on through. Moving on up.
Moving on up. Oh, I'm so glad. So, you step into the room, and do you remember that whip crack sound you heard when you broke the magical seal last time?
Oh, yeah.
You look down, you're like, that's a magical seal that I just broke. A burst of fire consumes you, going bottom upwards.
My balls. Hot dick.
Always detect magic. My bad. I'm so sorry. I say that whilst you're burning to death.
Detect magic would have found this. You take half damage, but...
Still.
Still unpleasant.
You're still cooking.
It's like, I didn't even plan this. You're just looking the wrong way.
That's the best.
Well, obviously, I planned this.
Obviously, you know, like, I'm discovering the dungeon at the same time you are.
You take 4 points of damage.
Ah, sorry.
So you're on 46 total now.
Yeah.
As the fire consumes you. Would have killed a lesser man, but or a regular man, but not you.
Yeah. Thankfully, the plague made me immune to fire, I assume.
You got the good one.
I hope the plague doesn't affect us until, like, assuming we finish this quest. Yeah. Like, at the very end, it's like, and you succeed, and then you both die from the plague.
Like, just, like, on the ride back, your shakes get worse. And
you both
die.
Have horrible strokes.
Just like...
So,
we wait for Thingo to wake up.
You're probably just going to be resting here tonight.
Yeah,
then we rest. Get some...
Get some naps in.
Naps in.
Without Lilip, you guys are sorely lacking for healing magic, but also she was the one who every night would go around bandaging wounds and stuff like that. So now it's a bit more of a struggle to get this.
Hopefully, stuff. Maybe some mercenaries come in.
Scrim, I guess you were paying a lot of attention to what she was doing.
Oh, shit.
You're able to take her place. Everyone
New healer. Hold on.
Yeah, so Shane, because of that, you're...
Oh, Shane or...
Recover... Shane.
Shane, okay, Shane.
Yeah. Because of that, you recover 8 hit points instead of 4.
Oh, sick.
Lucky.
So you're on 54.
And as I heal him, I grab my necklace and I grab Lilip's hair and I say, she's still with us, boys.
It looks like you're trying to do that thing where someone rubs their tummy and pats their head.
Yeah.
I hope you start to think maybe you are Lilip. What's
absorbed her blood.
If Jackson was playing that character, you would begin to think you are Lilip.
I mean, maybe.
Just construct the whole elaborate backstory. Like, we were in love. We were dating. This was our fourth date.
I could go and drink her blood. We're already in one room across.
Whilst everyone else is napping, you'd sneak in and be like, nah, it's good.
So, you pass some time
you
resting.
You pass away. Yeah.
Entirely untrue. The next morning, your shakes are bad. You are down 7 points of dexterity.
Oh, goodness. Oh. And my gloves. So, I'm in trouble. I'm shaking a lot.
Your AC goes down from 15 to 11.
Oh, fucking hell.
And also, you were almost not in the room with us. We were both in the room, and then you came in at the last minute. I suppose you would have had to go in anyway, but...
I would have had to go in alone.
It would have been a different disease.
So we avoided the shakes.
No, you all...
You don't know.
You might have
assuming
it.
We avoided the shakes.
So, can I... How about we just spend the day letting me get over my sickness? Relaxing... Taking our time.
Waiting for the other mercenary groups to come in. You and hopefully, maybe they'll have a healer.
Yes.
Work for them.
Will time be enough for Anton to recover from his disease? Will he ever recover? And what of his compatriots? How sick could they be as well? Find out next time on Buried Beneath, a D&D's for Nerds adventure.
Thanks for listening. If you want to help support the show, why not become a member at SansPantsPlus.com and get early access to our shows, a bunch of exclusive content, and much, much more. That's SansPantsPlus.com.